The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? PetersofKensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. The corruption probe, what's all that about?
Well, what it is what's happened is that the White House, the president's aide, has agreed or has acknowledged that aid to Ukraine was tied to help in the corruption probe. Now, it's all and how they managed to spin that, get ahead of that story. And the Trump administration has been way behind it. It's been spun very well by the Democrats. So what they are now acknowledging is it's true Ukraine aid was tied to help with the U.S. corruption probe. We actually did know that. Hunter Biden was a bonus request, kind of an ancillary thing to the probe into the Russia collusion hoax. The presidential aide, Mike Mulvaney, acknowledged the quid pro quo, however, which has left the president's supporters scrambling for a way to untangle a legal and proper pursuit of the truth behind the collusion travesty and the reality that learning the truth, even pursuing it, could help the president politically. Impeachment proponents want to say that if it benefits the president, it's therefore wrong, and he can't try to track down what happened.
Amazing.
That led to the whole sordid Mueller mess.
Amazing. These people are sick.
It is.
People are sick.
Well, but I think President Trump failed, though, to get ahead of this right away and say, yes, I absolutely ask for his help because we are investigating how this collusion hoax happened.
Correct.
And I told him that, you know, look, this country cares about corruption. He said he cares about corruption. So he either helps us or he doesn't get our help.
Good
he should have said that up front.
Yeah, absolutely.
Democrats said very specifically, if you don't help us get dirt on Trump, we won't send you funding.
Just
and they said it in those terms, and yet it seemed to be okay.
Amazing. The G7?
Well, this was the one that didn't look good for the president, for sure. The president has canceled plans to hold a G7 summit at his Doral golf resort in Florida. It didn't look good, legal or not. Looked like he was willing to use the presidency to get richer. And, of course, the Democrats were quick to say that. And so he said, you know, I'm kind of surprised that people said that sort of thing. I'm in the hospitality business. No, you're not in the hospitality business. You're in the presidential business right now. So now he's talking about bringing them all to Camp David, and nobody can argue about that one.
That's it. Good on you, Harley.